I want to conclude this way deliberately. Okay, you have power. Can you say that with me? I have power. Okay, say it again. You have. You've got the power to make the decisions over your life, over the choices that you have to make from a day-to-day position. You've got the decision whether or not you're going to put yourself or place yourself in this form of worship. Okay, because that's what this is. Giving is a worship. Okay, and as you do it as unto the Lord. You know, that way, remember now in the New Testament, you know, Jesus was confronting someone and he said, well, when I was sick, you didn't come and visit me. And they said, Lord, when were we sick and you didn't visit me? And then the Lord was saying, well, you know, basically, you know, when you, your brother, your sister was in prison and you didn't visit them, you didn't visit me. So doing it as unto others is not good enough. While you're feeding, while you're ministering to others, do it as unto God. Say, Lord, thank you for enabling me to do this. And I give you praise, Lord, that you've enabled me to do this, Lord. You know, do it as unto God. And that's where the blessing lies. When did you feed us? When were you thirsty, Lord, and we didn't give you a drink? Well, when you didn't give it to somebody who was hungry, when you didn't give it to somebody who was thirsty, you didn't give it unto me. And then we all know the finality of that. You know, chastisement, if you like, from the Lord, that rebuke from the Lord. Depart from me, I know you not. Okay? The assignment of God's power is to bring you from wherever you are, okay, into the will of God. That's what the power that God has given you is assigned to do. Wherever you are, no matter how deep the mess, no matter how confusing, no matter how much battles you're facing and the difficulties and challenges, the will of God, God has empowered you, Luke 10:19, by the way, has empowered you, okay, to bring you from wherever you are right into the will of God. And that's a beautiful thing because God says he has a good plan for you to see you prosper and not come to any harm. Okay? So another statement. Okay? Authority is not based on volume. No. It's not based on volume. It is based on alignment. So it's not how much or how loud you shout. It's how much am I aligned to God's word. How much am I aligned to the will of God? That's where your power, that's where your authority lies. And again, Luke 10:19, you've got authority. So we're going to use it correctly. Last scripture, last screen. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God. You see, I'm pointing you to the word of God. And we've shown you the word of God today. So let's conclude with the word of God. The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing to the division of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So God's word is absolutely vitally important. By the way, that word discern, let me just give you this, because it says the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents. That word is a word, Greek word, kritikos. And you know what that means? It means able to decide correctly. Okay? Skilled in judging any situation. Only used once in the Bible. And that's where it's used. Okay? Kritikos. Very critical. Let's bow our heads in prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for the reminder today, Lord, of the importance of worship. And we thank you, Father, that when we choose to worship, Father, we've actually choose, Lord God, to invite your presence or intensify your presence in our lives. And so we lift you up today, Lord God, and we pray, first of all, that you'll forgive us, Lord God, for those times and moments, maybe even those promptings, Lord, that we've ignored or that we've not followed through in worshiping you, Lord. Teach us, O God, and help us to be sensitive, Lord God, and to discern your leading and your prompting in our lives, Lord. Because there are times when you will just say, worship me. Just worship me. And Father, teach us to understand, Lord, to lift the priority level, to drop everything around us in that moment, in that time, and to give you the worship, Lord, that is due unto your name. Most times, Lord, there will be something that will follow through with that. There's always a blessing at the end of obedience, Lord. And sometimes you want to bring things into our lives or enlighten us, Lord God, regarding certain matters, Lord. And Father, we pray that you will help us never to miss those critical moments. So we give you thanks once again for your leading. We give you thanks, Lord God, for the ability that you have given us, Lord, to help one another. We give you thanks, Lord God, before the finances come in, oh God. I know some have contributed already, but Lord, before the rest even come in, we want to give you thanks, Lord God, for the enabling us, Lord God, to give. But we give as unto you, Lord, and we pray that you'll bless that giving. We pray in Jesus' name that you'll bless, Lord God, LWCC Jamaica. They expressed to me how tiring it is. And I know because I've driven those journeys myself, Lord. And it can be, Lord God, difficult on the rough road. Lord God, be even before the storm, let alone now. But Lord, I pray that you strengthen them, Lord God, that you will just bless them, that, oh God, you will continue to provide for them. Others outside the church there have gathered together and got things and brought things to the church, Lord. And I pray that that momentum will not start and stop. It will continue because they see themselves doing this for a little while. And Father, I pray that you'll bring strength and provision and blessing as well on a corporate level and on a personal level. I pray for that with this church and everybody else, Lord God, that's helping in one way or the other. I pray your blessing upon their hearts and upon their lives, Lord. I pray that you'll open doors for them on a personal level as they open their hearts on a corporate level, Lord, to give. And we pray, Father, that our giving, Lord God, will be with joy. And, oh God, will be, Father, from the depths of our hearts, Lord God, as unto you. And that you bless, Father, every hand that gives. Every action that's taken, Lord God, to help, Lord Jesus, those that are in need. There is a principle that we know, Lord God. What I make happen for others, God will make happen for me. And so, Lord, we stand on your word, Lord, because we have your promises. And we say, Father, thank you for enabling us once again to be worshippers in all the different types and forms and fashions, Lord, but to be worshippers that are worshipping in spirit and in truth. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Can we stand on our feet?